The main reason is a non-cash charge related to its 29.8% stake in its rival carrier at Dublin, Aer Lingus. Aer Lingus has had a torrid 2 years, and the value of the stake has just crumbled from around €400 million to around €93 million. And that's resulted in Ryanair, an immensely profitable airline, being dragged into the red.
What went wrong with its attempted takeover of Aer Lingus?
Well, Aer Lingus is controlled by the Irish government and unions, trade unions, who have quite a strong position in the airline. Between them, they control about 40% of Aer Lingus, which outweighs Ryanair's still pretty mighty near 30%. But they took one look at the prospect of being run by an airline that famously doesn't really encourage unionisation and wants to... really take an axe to Aer Lingus's business model and said, no way.
Now, when you take Aer Lingus out of the equation, what does Ryanair's performance look like?
It's not great compared with recent years, but its underlying performance is profitable, and that is quite a big achievement in an airline market that globally is doing very, very badly indeed and is forecast to lose collectively billions of pounds over the next 2 years.
What has the Ryanair chief executive Michael O'Leary said about the airline's prospects?
I spoke to Michael O'Leary, and he was in characteristically voluble and enthusiastic form. He said that the airline's prospects were bloody brilliant, and then went on to talk about not only owning more than 200 jets by 2012, but owning something like 400 jets by 2016. Just to put that into context for listeners, that really would make Ryanair quite an astonishing force in European aviation. It's already the biggest domestic carrier in Europe. But with around about 400 planes, you can't imagine travelling anywhere without it being on a Ryanair plane, frankly. They would be a very, very big player. And it would inevitably lead into thoughts about Ryanair becoming a long-haul carrier. Because once you start to have such a dominant role in short-haul, eventually you start thinking about, perhaps I can switch these passengers onto a long-haul flight, which is effectively what the likes of BA and Virgin do. They have BA has a short-haul network that has been chipped away at by EasyJet and Ryanair, but that short-haul network feeds passengers onto long-haul destinations like New York, Mumbai, Cape Town, and you could see Ryanair eventually thinking, okay, well, we won't serve them much food on their 12-hour flight, but let's try putting them on one nonetheless.
And Michael O'Leary's gone to extraordinary lengths to cut costs, and he's now considering charging passengers to use the toilet.
Once again, you've got to take what Michael says with a pinch of salt. And indeed, when he first raised this a couple of months ago, his spokesperson put out quite an amusing statement, basically slapping down his own chief executive. But Michael O'Leary repeated it again today. He said, we are considering it. And it does sound fantastical, absurd, and will lead to many complaints, not only on probably a legal basis, but... if you look back 20 years ago and ask people, would you be willing to pay for a packet of crisps on your flight? They probably would have said, no, that's outrageous. That's impinging on my consumer rights. If you'd asked them, do you mind awfully paying £20 for checking in your bag? They would have said, no, this is a disgrace. I will sue. Well, all that's happened now. So while the idea of needing your credit card to go to the loo on a flight sounds absurd, I wouldn't put it past Ryanair. It's a big player. It's very powerful. If they really do want to put credit card locks on their toilet doors, it is going to happen.